Late night is mostly off, but some older jokes from the archives. Conan O'Brien, the author of 50 Shades of Grey, has been named the world's best paid author. When J.K. Rowling heard the news, she announced the release of her latest book, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Gentle Ass Play. Conan again, Disney revealed that one of its princesses is bisexual. Even more shocking, Disney revealed that one of its princes is straight. And Conan says, this drought is getting really bad. Today at lunch, my waiter asked if I wanted a glass of water or a future for my children. And here's an old joke from David Letterman that never aired. Vulture did an article in 2015, and it was a rejected joke that one of the writers said did not make it to air. That joke. So Congress is debating whether to spend billions on a so-called stealth bomber that would be invisible to Soviet radar. Why don't we just say we built it? Great joke. All right, James Corden has decided that he will rework his show's Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts segment and not refer to Asian delicacies as, quote, really disgusting and, quote, horrific. This started from a change.org petition. Yes, a change.org petition actually worked. That change.org petition called out the James Corden interview game in which celebrity contestants must choose between answering a difficult question or eating a, quote, disgusting food item as, quote, incredibly culturally offensive and insensitive, as well as fuel for anti-Asian racism. Per the petition, the foods that are presented are meant to be gross, as they are supposed to encourage the guest to answer his questions. However, many of the foods that James Corden had been presenting to his guests are actually from different Asian cultures. He's presented foods such as balut, century-old eggs, and chicken feet, which are often regularly eaten by Asian people. So Corden is moving on from that segment. Nice job, James Corden. Variety has announced the 10 comics to watch. I will do that tomorrow because there's a lot of news from the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, aka the Montreal Comedy Festival. Due to border restrictions, you know, pandemic and all that, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Kristen Wiig, and others are set to perform or receive awards at JFL Stateside rather than make the trek to Montreal. Just for Laughs this year will be held July 15th through the 31st. Stand-up performances featuring American and international comedians will take place in New York City and Los Angeles. The performances will also be made available to stream online and free to audiences watching from their own homes. That's cool. You guys should totally take advantage of that. Free from home, that's amazing. Taping live shows to stream online is a major concession for JFL, as stand-up comedy traditionally depends on the energy of a live audience. The JFL show, hosted by Sabrina Jaylees, will take place in L.A. and star Maz Jobrani, Gina Yashir, Alonzo Bowden, Jeremy Hotz, Liza Traeger, and Rachel Feinstein. The live New York City show, hosted by Dulce Sloan, will feature Todd Barry, Michael Costa, Marina Franklin, and others. The Nasty Show, which is one of the annual headliners at JFL Montreal, that'll be shot in New York City. Big J. Okerson will be your MC. The guests, Donnell Rawlings, Rosebud Baker, Bobby Kelly, Yamika Saunders, and Paris Sachet. They'll perform in front of a live audience. And the Alternative Show will be shot in L.A. It'll be hosted by Andy Kindler. The guests, Patton Oswalt, Maria Bamford, Brian Posehn, and Lori Kilmartin. That is an awesome show. New Faces, that's my favorite of the entire festival. Those will take place online and live with shows in Montreal and L.A. JFL President Bruce Hills, who I know I could call him right now, Bruce said, we're so proud of this year's award show as we're starting to come out of what was a really hard time for our comedy community. The first wave of JFL award winners will see Dave Chappelle named Comedy Person of the Year. Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamulo earn the Comedy Writers of the Year award. Ted Lasso, Comedy Series of the Year. And Bowen Yang is named Breakout Comedy Star. Lots of great stuff there. Just for Laughs, July 15th. The website is hahaha.com. I don't know why it's that and not, you know, what you would think it would be. I don't want to say other URL possibilities to confuse you. The correct one is hahaha.com. From Good Housekeeping, Josh Blue, you know, he's the guy that's doing well on America's Got Talent. He competed on the U.S. Paralympic soccer team in the 2004 Athens Paralympics. Really? On his own website, he says Josh and his team were thoroughly disgraced in the 2004 Paralympic Games by not scoring a single goal. Forbes caught up with Kristen Schaal and said, hey, Kristen Schaal, what are you up to now? Bob's Burgers? Kristen Schaal said, yeah. More Bob's Burgers, the gift that keeps on giving. God bless it. That's still rolling along. I just finished some work on the Bob's Burgers movie. So that's kind of also coming together. And then I've got a couple shows in development. There are things in the pipeline, but it's a very long pipeline going somewhere. Hopefully not into the sewer. Kristen Schaal claiming that Bob's Burgers exists and that there will be a movie someday. Apple TV Plus has released the trailer for Schmigadoon. Schmigadoon follows a couple played by Cecily Strong and MacPacker Keegan-Michael Key, who accidentally wander into a musical town, not unlike what you'd find in The Music Man. But the twist is, now that they're there, there's no way for them to escape. Schmigadoon, Apple TV, July 16th. From BoundingIntoComics.com, your home for comedy news, Ricky Gervais recently called out social media users who get easily offended by the content other users post, in particular the cancel happy users of Twitter. In a clip of Ricky himself performing stand-ups shared by Ricky himself to his personal Twitter account on June 20th, Ricky said, "People take everything personal and they think the world revolves around them, particularly on Twitter. I'm not tweeting to anyone, I'm just tweeting. I don't know who's following me. I've got 12 million followers. I don't know who's following me. They can be following me without me knowing, right? Choose to read my tweet and then take that personally. That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice that says guitar lessons, and you go, but I don't want effing guitar lessons." The comedian then pretends to call the number on the guitar lessons advertisement to really drive home his point and says, "Are you giving guitar lessons? I don't effing want any." The laugh button says that John Fish will be taping his comedy special. This will happen at Gotham Comedy Club, July 14th, two shows, 7 and 9:30. He'll cut together the best parts, I assume. Gotham Comedy Club is one of the great clubs in New York City. John Fish, July 14th. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.